Page 65. Baku. The Baku Caves are around 25 kilometers upstream. It can be reached by boat or by road. This is where the U River meets the Mekong River. There is an upper and lower cave. The lower cave is filled with hundreds of Buddha statues of all sizes. Some say that there are thousands of them, and many are over 300 years old. In the past, the king visited the caves every new year and stayed at Baku village on the opposite bank. These days, it is still a popular place to visit on Lao New Year's. There is an upper cave. It takes around 10 minutes to climb the stairs. You will need a flashlight if you go inside. On the other side of the river are the Swallow Cliffs. These are beautiful limestone cliffs that overlook the U River, and it is an excellent place to swim. Please dress modestly. You can also stop for a meal at the restaurants on the riverbank. Ban Phanom. Ban Phanom is 3 kilometers east of Luang Prabang. It is a weaving village and it is around 300 years old. Weavers make shawls and sarongs from silk and cotton. The weavers are of the Le minority, who first came from Yunnan in southern China. They have their own language, but are considered Lolan Lao. They were traditionally weavers for the kings, soldiers, and palace servants. You can watch the women working. They begin with the silkworm cocoons. They make the thread, dye it, and weave it. This is a good place to buy beautiful cloth. There are also many skilled wood carvers in this village. Feel free to bargain. Ban Hat Hien. This is a small village around 5 kilometers from Luang Prabang. It is past the airport. This village is famous for blacksmithing. People make knives, shovels, and spades. They use traditional ways to make these tools. The sound of pounding hammers can be heard throughout the village. Ban Siang Men. You can take a short boat trip and cross the Mekong River to the other side. There are quiet villages, good views of Luang Prabang from Wat Chong Pet up the hill, a cave, and several interesting temples.